All right, all right. I'm distracted by this comedian I've been looking at recently. Hope you're doing all right. DJ Ian here. We are live on thehouseofprog.com, and we are, that was Exception, a Dutch progressive rock band. The album was released in 1970 on Philips, which I believe was prior to the formation of Phonogram and subsequently Vertigo Records. So if you're listening out there and you're a big Vertigo Records fan like me, I think this is prior to, it would have been kind of right at the start. And of course, Philips being a Dutch company and this being a Dutch band, I don't know if there's like, there's a connection there some reason. And of course, Philips went on to form Phonogram Records, which included Mercury over here in North America, and then, of course, Vertigo Records as well. And the history of how that came about for the first 3 or 4 years is pretty amazing. I think it was a Norwegian fella who, I have the books about the history of Vertigo, and the first, I think there are 2 books that I've got. And basically, he was given free rein by the parent company to sign anybody he wanted. And he did. And that's why that era of early Vertigo from about 70 to about 75 is exceptionally sought after. Some of the releases were just one album, one band. And Sabbath were in there for a little while before they signed to another Enems, I think it was. And then, of course, Status Quo, then Lizzy. So many Alex Harvey Band, and were on that vertical or Phonogram subsidiaries. But they also did pop stuff. Philips, I remember seeing the Philips label out and about in one thing or another. So so that was side one of Exception's Beggar Julia's Time Trip. You heard Overture, Prologue, Julia, Flying Power, Adagio, and Space One, I think. Anyway, let's move on. We are live on the House of Prog, and we rebroadcast around the Vancouver area on CJSF 90.1 FM on Tuesdays, 10 till 12. And you can hear that on streaming via the website. And but you can also hear it on FM radio if anybody has FM radios in their house. I just did get asked by a fellow on Facebook, do I promote tribute and cover bands? And the answer to that is no, I don't. Because without original music, there will be no cover bands. So you have to promote original music and get it out there. It doesn't matter how old the original music is. I have played in cover bands. I had one myself. My current band has a couple of original tunes, shall we say. It's an original band. There's the idea. But we've added a whole bunch of classic instrumental soul tunes that most people don't generally know. So, you know, it really varies from one band to the next. But generally, we don't promote cover bands or tribute bands on this radio show. And I don't think they do that on CJSF either, or the House of Prog. So let's move on. FM are a band that I've heard much of. I know it featured Nash the Slash in various forms, the late, great Nash the Slash. They were out of Toronto. I know this album was originally released by CBC, and it features Cameron Hawkins on synthesizer, bass, piano, and vocals, Martin Deller on drums, and Nash the Slash on electric violins, mandolin, glockenspiel, vocals, and effects, produced by Keith Whiting. Now, when I first heard this, I mean, I really didn't know what to expect, and My first impression is that if you know the classic prog rock band UK, which were also around at this time, that's what I'm hearing here, like a Canadian version of UK. And because not the Bruford Holdsworth version that came out with the one album, but the second album of UK and the live album. This is what I'm hearing here. So maybe you disagree, and you are fairly entitled to do that. Anyway, this is side one of Black Noise. It came out in 1979. You're going to hear Phasers on Stun, 1 o'clock tomorrow. A track called Hours, Journey, and Dialing for Dharma. So enjoy. This is Toronto's Black Noise right here on the House of Prog and on CGSF 90.1 FM.
DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
Trace off a future there.